Hall of Fame and just what it means to you to be joining those ranks?
Well, it's a pretty awesome honor. You know, I'm humbled by it. You know, it sort of validates, you know, the fact that I was a pretty good player in college. And, you know, it's just a this is a great group of guys. The guys that have come before me, you know, or gone before me, I should say, that are members of the College Football Hall of Fame, I have a lot of respect for. Something that, quite frankly, I didn't think was ever going to happen. My college career is about 40 years in the rearview mirror now, so each year they announce the class, I kind of wondered, well, I guess I'm kind of one of them forgotten items. But anyway, lo and behold, you know, I got the call this past year, and it's just, I'm excited about it. It's a wonderful honor.
How about going to the city where you played so much in your career?
Yeah, the you know, being right here in my, you know, at my back door, so to speak, in a town that I love, you know, it means a lot to me that they decided to relocate here in Atlanta. It's a great college football town. It's a great sports town, and it's just full of great people. Something that I think we as Atlantans can be extremely proud of, to be a part of this whole deal. I mean, Atlanta's the hub of the Southeast, and we all know that. And you know, it's this is just another, you know, this is just another tool in Atlanta's tool belt, if you will. You know, with the what's going on downtown here, with the you know, the aquarium, you know, the just the multitude of opportunities now, along with the College Football Hall of Fame becoming a reality, the new Falcons Stadium going to be a reality in 2017. So I think it's just going to just absolutely change the landscape of this city and the makeup of this city. So I think it's a very exciting time for downtown Atlanta.
How did your career at California prepare you for, you know, moving on and what you did with the Falcons?
Well, I was very fortunate. I was a part of a sort of a turnaround effort at Cal. You know, we not a very good team when I went in there, and you know, we ended up being a pretty good football team by the time I was a senior. And you know, it was you know, the college football experience, actually just the college experience itself. You know, it's a great opportunity to learn about life. You know, you're away from home as a young kid trying to figure it all out. It's a great place to try to mature and, you know, try to figure out, you know, the right things to do and the wrong things to do and sort of on your own. And, you know, all that is really a part of, you know, the whole process, I think, of growing up in college football and being there at the University of California, I think, prepared me well for life afterwards.
You still follow the team?
The Falcons. The Falcons? Oh, yeah, sure, yeah. I'm on the board, so I am compelled to follow.
Any predictions for this year? Like, how are you feeling about what you've seen so far?
I predict we're going to be a better team. Don't know if we'll have a better record. You know, 13-3 is pretty hard to match year after year. But we're, you know, an incredible group of guys. Clearly, you know, an offense that's going to be high-powered and you know, very fluid, I think. So, you know, it's going to be fun to watch.